In the studio with us is Nav Rai. He's a boarding recruitment executive at Swiss International Scientific School in Dubai. Welcome to you, Nav. I faded your microphone out now. Welcome to you.
Thank
We're
going
to be talking
much.
Boarding schools tonight and the pros and cons. That's our topic for this evening. We really want to hear from you, 4001. If your child is at boarding school and very happy or not so happy, what would be your response? Are you considering a boarding school for your child? Or in fact, are you a boarder yourself or were you a boarder? We'd love to hear your thoughts tonight. Boarding school, the pros and cons. And this comes after a recent YouGov survey revealed that 52% of respondents comprising both students and parents would consider enrolling in a boarding school in Dubai. The survey showed that people felt that children would build confidence, leadership skills and independence if they went to university. And I guess that's sort of where I would start now. It's what's the difference or what would benefit my child from a boarding school as compared to a day school?
I mean, there's many benefits that you can focus on. I mean, generally speaking, I normally say the benefits can be split into two categories, which are the practical benefits and the long-term benefits. So kind of broadly speaking, the practical benefits of going to a boarding school are that firstly, you've got no long commute in the morning. I mean, as I'm sure you're aware, many students who go to schools in Dubai, they're on the bus for maybe up to an hour in the morning in the afternoon. So straight away, if you're a boarder, you've got extra time to spend on activities, extra time to spend on your studies. But then also there's a lot more help available to you in the evenings from the academic members of staff. So in any good boarding school, the academic team will spend time with the boarders in the evening to actually help them with their homework. Whereas if you're a day student, that pressure is really on the parents to do that. You've also got access to all the facilities on campus. So for example, at the Swiss school, you know, you've got the 50 meter pool, you've got the gym, the library, all these various facilities at your doorstep. But from a parent's point of view, you know, you've got lots of practical benefits. So for example, all the food is provided, all the laundry's done. So the parents don't really have to worry so much about that. But from my point of view, I think the long-term benefits are what you really want to focus on. So boarding's really about creating kind of resilience. I mean, for example, I think you guys had a show last week where you were talking about how students aren't always ready for life at university.
That's right, yes.
And there's an argument to say that the students who go to boarding schools are much better prepared. You know, they're more confident. They've got the independent skills. There's an element of developing tolerance because you're living with students from all around the world. You're more culturally sensitive to people's needs. And also, you know, you develop a lifelong network of friends that you might kind of fall back on as you go into the future and into the workplace. So there's lots of general benefits that you'll have as opposed to just being a day student.
It's kind of interesting that you say, you know, it builds resilience and that kind of thing. But every child is different. I mean, there are those kids who love the idea of boarding school. Then there are those who hate the idea of boarding school. How do you get over that? How the whole homesickness thing, how do you get over that? I mean, some people would say, if you didn't want to have children, why did you have them in the first place? Why are you sending them off to boarding school and that's it? Do you not want to see your kids?
I think that's a fairly old and traditional kind of form of thinking, especially for people who maybe haven't been to a boarding school. So,
because that's the thing, boarding experiences have changed over
yes,
time. How
hugely.
Have they changed?
Well, it's something that I like to refer to as the Harry Potter effect. So the first Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets came out 20 years ago now. And over the last 20 years, you know, literally millions of children from all over the world have been reading these books, and their concept of boarding is now what they saw in Hogwarts.
They think it's Hogwarts.
Well, kind of similar to that. It's more fun, you know, you have a lot of friends and, you know, you do cool stuff. And it's not just about being in a cold, dreary, unfriendly environment, which is what you might have been in the 60s and 70s. Now, kind of boarding schools are more about looking at, for example, firstly, the level of pastoral care provided. The boarding staff now are much better equipped and experienced to look after students. For example, the Boarding School Association provides training for boarding staff. So the staff who are looking after the children know how to look after them. I mean, in terms of homesickness, for example, traditionally, in old boarding schools, you might have had one day in the week where you can contact your parents, so there'd be one phone in the house. Now children obviously have phones. Boarding schools have kind of moved with the time, so you've got Wi-Fi in all the rooms. Children are often Skyping with their parents, so that level of kind of homesickness isn't quite what it used to be. And boarding schools now have kind of really moved with the times. It's about kind of creating a home away from home.
It is an emotive topic though, isn't it?
Hugely,
Nav? I mean, for example, we've just had a message in no name on this one. If you hate your kids, send them to boarding school. Life is not only about academia, but also real life values. But you would argue that that's exactly what you were just saying. You do get real life values. In fact, it can turn a student into somebody way more resilient, way more maybe organised, way more independent earlier than might otherwise happen. So, you know, that's not going to be the only text we get like that tonight, I'm sure, because it is divisive, isn't it, whether it's a good idea to send your kids away that young or not.
Absolutely. I think also what parents have to kind of acknowledge is boarding schools have become more flexible. Traditionally, many boarding schools only had one option, which was full boarding. You send your kids to the boarding school, goodbye, I'll see you in a few months' time. Whereas now boarding schools have normally three options. So you've got full boarding, which is 7 days a week, and that's normally for your international students. So parents are sending their kids from their home country abroad to live in that country and in that school. Now parents in Dubai, for example, would probably go for weekly boarding. So the child spends their time on campus, they're fully immersed in life on campus, and then they go home for the weekend. So you kind of get the best of both. And then the third option is something called flexi boarding. And that's something that parents can rely on if there's, for example, an emergency, they need to travel, parents are traveling because of work. Rather than the child being at home with a maid, they're in school being looked after by professionals. So
that's actually a really good point, because if parents stop for a moment to think about, you know, if both of them are working and they're coming home at 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, how much of their kids are they actually seeing? And is it a better option to have them actually in boarding school, as you're saying?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, well, it takes the pressure off the parents, especially, you know, if both parents have got a difficult or demanding professional career. You know, if you didn't have a boarding school available, then at some point one of the parents may have to curb their own kind of professional life just to look after the children. And boarding school can kind of provide a fallback to some degree. So full boarding isn't for everyone. It's really about a choice, and boarding schools now kind of offer more options for that reason. It's not all or nothing.
No, Nav, loads of messages coming in on this one, and not all negative, you'll be happy to hear. absolutely incredible experience. I loved every moment of boarding school. I missed home in Dubai, yes, but I was back every half term, which was about every 6 weeks. I hope to send my children to boarding school in the future. So thank you for that one. No name on it, but thank you for that.
Yeah, and the same texter is saying in another message, had the best of both worlds.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting, you know, that there are people who think
it is the same thing as going off to university, just going a little bit earlier, isn't it? Boarding school is for parents that do not want to dedicate time to their kids. How do you teach your kids life values, how to think, who to believe, what's the right path? These are family values, and boarding schools are about academia, creating followers, not leaders. And again, that goes back maybe to you thinking that's an old-fashioned way to look at them. And Walter says, I went to boarding school in the 80s. It was the best experience of my life. It prepared me for life's challenges. Thank you for that, Walter.
Obviously,
so
a good
lots
school.
Of absolutely lots of people wanting to talk on this one, you know, to speak up on this one. If a parent is thinking about boarding school for their child, they're not sure though, what are the kind of things they should be looking at, say for example in their child, first of all, to see whether it's right for them, but also in a school, and what kind of things should they be considering as they come to that decision?
I think before you even start looking at the boarding related issues, kind of take one step back and first tick off all the issues related to the school. So for example, what's the school curriculum? Is it an IB school? Is it a British curriculum school? What's the size of the class? Is it a selective school? Is it non-selective? Once you're happy with the academic side, then start focusing on the boarding issues. So I would normally kind of recommend that a parent looks at the number of students per room. So traditionally, many boarding schools in the past may have had a dormitory style setup. Now schools are kind of moving away from that. And like, for example, at the Swiss school, you've got two students per room. And then when you're 16, for the final 2 years. You get your own private room. So it's much more of a kind of contemporary, modern style of boarding. Looking at the demographics of the school, that's really important. For example, many boarding schools in England are saturated with certain demographics, whether it's Chinese or Russian. So if you're a Chinese parent, for example, you might not want to send your child to a school that's full of Chinese kids because their level of English isn't going to improve. So you want a school that's got a nice demographic mix. Looking at the boarding staff, that's really important because essentially they're the people who are looking after your child. Is it a single person? Is it a married couple who are house parents? Because there's one argument to say house parents or a married couple create a much more warmer environment for the boarders that they're looking after as opposed to a single person. The location, where is the boarding school based? Is it somewhere rural? Is it in a city? So for example, if you've got a boarding school that's in the middle of the southwest of England and you want the child to come back to Dubai, for example, it will take you 2-3 hours just to get to the airport. Then you've got to travel here, so it can be quite a long distance. So the chances are they'll only travel home during those big breaks, whereas if you have a boarding school that's near a city, then they can travel back and forth more often. The cultural needs, you've got parents who've got quite strict dietary requirements for their children, religious needs. Some schools are very flexible in this regard, some schools aren't, and that's quite important. The quality of the food is really important because that can be a really contentious
it
issue.
It is for the child, yes.
For sure.
They've
and
got to eat it.
And the parents often. You know, if it's not healthy food, that child may put on a bit of weight, which is probably the last thing you want to see as a parent. So the food's got to be good. That's super important. What's the routine? Some schools have very strict routines in the evenings. Others are a little bit more flexible. There's no one school to fit everyone. It's about making sure that your child's needs are met by that school. Every school has got its own strengths and weaknesses and heritage.
And that's the same with picking a day school
exactly,
as well. I mean, you're looking at a school that fits your child, right, Sally?
Definitely. I mean, the thing that would worry me as a parent, I think, just not seeing my kids every day, you know, and not having that chance to kind of, at the end of each day, debrief with them and to see where they're at and how they're feeling, what their experiences were that day. It's at least a week or a few weeks or a few months until you see your child. A text came in, actually, around this. The day you send your child to full-time boarding, it's the last day they're yours. You can call it resilience. You can call it something else. I know I was that child and I went to a very friendly school. It wasn't a Victorian horror. So I'm not. That would be something in my mind as a parent, you know, the worry of not being able to touch base with them every day and see how it's all going.
For sure. No, that's something you can't really kind of get away from. I mean, as I kind of mentioned earlier, technology helps with that.
Mm.
So you can use Skype every night if you want to. And in kind of more contemporary boarding schools, you will have allocated time every evening to have that conversation. So although physically you're not meeting them and hugging them and seeing them, you can at least have a face-to-face conversation. But in that kind of situation, I'd probably say to a parent, phase your way into full boarding. Start off with flexi boarding. Once you think they're mature enough, go into weekly boarding. And then maybe for the final 2 years, when it's really critical, when you've got those important exams, then go into full boarding. I mean, lots of parents send their kids to boarding schools back home to England or Switzerland and stay here. And that child may never have boarded before, so that can be quite kind of traumatic.
That's quite a shock to the system, isn't it?
It
could be. We'll definitely touch on that a bit more shortly, Nav. I want to find out about boarding here and why you might choose to pick a school here. Nav Rye's in the studio with us for Education Matters. He's boarding recruitment executive at Swiss International Scientific School in Dubai. Keep your messages coming in, 4001.
No matter your preferred communication, stay in touch with Drive Live, only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Let's crack on with Education Matters this evening because lots of your messages coming in on our topic, which is boarding schools, the pros and cons. Would you or wouldn't you send your child to a boarding school? Nav Rye from Swiss International Scientific School in Dubai is with us, giving us, well, lots of the pros, but you've been great at discussing the cons as well, Nav. And I guess what I want to move on to now is your school is obviously based here in Dubai, one of only two that you can board at. And I'm interested to sort of know why people would choose to send their children to a boarding school here rather than, say, back in their home countries.
I guess there's several reasons, and again, it depends on the parents' own needs and their own situation. But if we were to speak very generally about this, one of the key reasons why parents are attracted to Dubai is it's the laws of the country. It's got very strict laws around drugs and alcohol, especially for children, and parents are attracted to this, especially the more conservative parents. Also, I'd say we all kind of acknowledge it's a pretty safe country. There's a very low level of crime, and again, parents love that. Sending your child away is a daunting issue, and especially if you're sending your child to a country that you're not that familiar with. So that kind of helps. I'd say the weather, that can't really be I mean, at the moment, it's very hot, obviously. So some parents think, Dubai, it's crazy, it's so hot. Why would you ever want to study there? But actually, for the best part of the academic year, from, let's say, October to April, the weather's pretty good. So as opposed to the children being indoors because it's raining outside, they're outdoors playing sports, and it's quite a wholesome environment for them. Also, Dubai's got a lot of attractions for children. There's numerous kind of indoor and outdoor attractions. You've got the beach only 10 minutes away from the campus. You know, you've got water parks, desert camping. So for children, it's an ideal place to kind of study.
And obviously, Dubai being such a hub for people from all over the world. So when you go to school here, you're going to school with people from almost, 100 nationalities, possibly.
Absolutely. I mean, at the Swiss school, we've got kind of 65, 70 different nationalities now. And what's nice is there's no kind of big predominant nationality. So when you're there, you genuinely feel like you're in an international school. So for boarders from other countries, it's a great place to kind of meet other people with kind of different cultures and languages. And
The interest, is it coming from here, from the UAE, or is it coming from the region? Where are you seeing people coming from?
All over. I mean, we kind of did an analysis on all the inquiries, and I'd say it's anything that's within a 6 to 7 hour flight distance. So you've got kind of places as far as Nigeria. Many Nigerian parents want to send their kids here.
To
Dubai for boarding, and that can be possibly because they've been here on holiday, so they're quite familiar with the region and the country. So the most common places, I'd say Kazakhstan, Russia, India, Pakistan, Korea, China, but then obviously expat parents within the country.
It's
as
a
well
real multicultural schooling environment. Listen, Nav, we've got somebody who's called in. Jocelyn is on the line. Thank you very much, Jocelyn, for giving us a call tonight.
Yeah, hi, good evening.
What's your point you'd like to make on boarding schools?
See, the point I'd like to make is that boarding schools aren't bad at all. Actually speaking, it's a very good experience. And if parents think that if you hate your kids, you send them to the boarding, I think that's a totally wrong thing. If you send your kids to the boarding, it's about, trying to prepare them for the future.
Did you go to boarding school, Jocelyn?
Yes, I was in the boarding myself. And I really loved it.
I think Jocelyn's right. If you've experienced boarding yourself, you almost kind of create a tradition within the family, and you've had a good experience from it, you've benefited from it, and you want that to be passed on to your children. And often you'll find that with many families and many schools, there's a boarding tradition within the family, and the parents who are kind of anti-boarding, I guess, are the ones that where they don't really know anyone who's been to boarding, or maybe a few anecdotal situations where it was particularly bad. Mm.
Before we let you go, Jocelyn, just tell us, what do you think were the key things that you took from boarding school? How did it make you into an independent young adult?
Actually, when you go down to the boarding, I think it allows you to be independent. You become very self-dependent, and you don't have your parents to babysit you anymore. And, you are taught how to manage the realities of life. You know, what you're going to prepare yourself for the future. What do you really need to know? It's life skills, basically.
Life skills,
you learn
yeah
to do those things.
Thank you so much for your call this evening, Jocelyn. Thing. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah. We've got Kieran as well. She echoes those thoughts as well. I adored boarding school, did much better academically when fully boarding than when at a day school. The judgmental tone of some people is disappointing. Do what works best for your child and for you. Nothing else matters. So really, obviously, it is about choice. It is about thinking about what works for you.
We've got another caller on the line now. Suddenly, you're hugely popular. You're going to have to stay with us longer. Christopher's on the line. Good evening to you, Christopher.
Good evening.
What would you like to talk about boarding schools this evening?
Well, I have a large family, quite of several children, and it was very interesting. One of my sons on his own did some research here in Dubai about what kind of weekly boarding schools were available, and he's actually come to me with a choice or two that he'd like to go, because for him, when you have six brothers and sisters, it's kind of hard to get all the homework done, trying hard to concentrate and do a number of things. And he thinks it would be great to do this on his own. He feels he'd like to do high school and boarding school. And, you know, a little bit of a shock to mom, but I'm pretty much okay with it. I think it's a great option. But I like the option that your guest was talking about, where they can go during the school day, or sorry, during the entire week, and then be available for the family on the weekend. I think that's a wonderful option for people to get exposed to it. So I'm actually actively looking at how we could do that here in Dubai.
That's really interesting, Christopher, because we see this more and more often where it's the actual student or the child who's leading the decision. And again, I don't know whether this is down to the kind of Harry Potter effect that I talked about earlier, where children now have a much more positive kind of opinion about boarding. So, but it's good. The children who want to come to boarding are the ones that generally do much better, and they tend to kind of integrate very quickly into boarding life. And especially, you know, if you've got the benefit of going home on weekends, like we said earlier, it's the best of both worlds.
Gives you a bit of space away from all the brothers and sisters.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck to your son, Christopher. That's a great story. Thank you for calling in and sharing it. So, I mean, really mixed reaction tonight, Nav. Really, really interesting. And nice there, I think, to end with Christopher's call, because you've made a really good point there. That's the child has gone to their parents and said, do you know what? I'd quite like to go do this.
Absolutely. I mean, recently we've been getting applications from the child themselves. And, you know, I had an application from a child who lived in Morocco. And sometimes you've got to take it with a pinch of salt when it's the child who's filling in the application form, because you think, have you actually spoken to your parents about this? You know, there is a cost obviously involved. And that's the other thing. We haven't really talked a huge amount about it.
No, you've got to squeeze that in now. I'm assuming it's more expensive than day school.
Just a little bit. But it's good value for money. That's what I'll say.
But is it something that can balance out in terms of what's covered in, you know, the food, and you haven't got to pay for other childcare, I guess, and things like that?
Absolutely.
Because in a sense you're, you know.
Well, I mean, at our school, at the Swiss school, it's an all-inclusive fee, and we've kind of created an all-inclusive fee because we want to take that kind of burden away from the parents. So it encompasses a lot of things, activities, the student visa. I mean, you'll have to go and check out the website.
Absolutely. Well, I feel we could talk for a lot longer. We'll have to have you in again, Nav, on another Education Matters, because that wraps it up for tonight. Thank you very much to you for being with us this evening.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for all of our callers and messages tonight. That was Nav Rai from the Swiss International Scientific School in Dubai. And that was Education Matters. Plenty more to come on Drive Live this evening, including everything that you need to know about car seats.